Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In Discovering One's Purpose, author Dr. James A. Gordon shares the meaning and realization of purpose, encouraging us to seek and accomplish in our own lives as he learned to do. With candid memories of his life's struggles and examples from Christian scripture, he effectively demonstrates that purpose can and will transform lives. Apostle Dr. James A. Gordon has acquired many educational degrees. Among those degrees, he successfully achieved 9 doctorate degrees. Additionally, he has acquired certification in billing and coding, also a licensed domestic violence trainer. He's authored 5 published books and has many other accolades. Dr. Gordon works alongside Dr. Ann Brown, the founder and president of the Joint Commission on Chaplain Accreditation, JCAE. He's also the director of JCAE in Florida, New Jersey, and New York, the chancellor and founder of the Macedonia International University, Macedonia Theological Seminary and Bible College, and Macedonia International Christian Counselors Incorporated. Our guest on This Week in America, Dr. James A. Gordon, author of Discovering One's Purpose. Dr. Gordon, a pleasure to have you on the program. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Rick. God bless you.
Thank you, and you as well. And thank you for taking the time to talk about the book, Discovering One's Purpose, such an important topic. What inspired you to delve into this theme of purpose in your book? Where did this all begin?
Yes, it begins when at a young age, grow up into a family of 16. I'm the second boy for my parents. Then my bigger brother and I, we will work in the field with my father. And it was a struggle because we didn't have much then. But my parents really worked very hard to send us to school and to make us happy. I remember clearly when I was, one day I was coming from the field and elder man said to me, stopped me and said to me, "You will not come off to someone worthwhile in life." Now, that take a real toll on me because in my life, as a young boy, my aim was to become a medical doctor. But because of I didn't get much schooling, and my parents did not have it, so therefore I have to do whatever I can, you know, to strive.
Yes.
Then what I did, I did not reply because I was taught not to disrespect the elderly. And I pondered in my heart, day after day, is it this why I'm here? And so I asked myself the question, why am I here? Who am I? There must be a reason in life why I am here. And I began to read the scripture. And I met up on a verse of scripture in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, 26. And God said, let us make man in our own image. In the image of God created he him. And God created man in his image and in his likeness and gave man dominion over the earth, the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and etc. And that scripture is what take a hold on me. It simply means God created me in his image, and there's a purpose for me in life. In life, I must have dominion over the earth. Control, do my best to fulfill the purpose of God. And from there, I search earnestly to find the reason why I am created. And I found out that I have created with a purpose. And the purpose that God created me with, I must do everything to fulfill this purpose.
You're doing this. Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish that thought.
Yes, I said that's what really motivates me.
Well, and you're doing it so well in this book, Discovering One's Purpose by Dr. James A. Gordon, our guest on the program. The book is available at pageturner.us, the publisher, Amazon, wherever books are sold, and links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Doctor, can you elaborate a little bit more on the significance of purpose as the key to life, as you talk about so well in your book?
Yeah, the purpose, every man in this life created with a purpose. And for you to succeed, you have to find your purpose. There's a wealth of purpose created in every man. Every man on earth, he created with a wealth, a reservoir of purpose. And so for you to be someone worthwhile, you have to discover the reason why you are created. And the reason why is to fulfill purpose. Purpose is something I described that you desire to be and have not yet been. Place you desire to go and have not yet gone. And so when a man fulfills their purpose, it is not just for him, it is for the wealth of a nation, a country, a family. So when you fulfill your purpose, it brings someone else joy. So for you to be successful in life, you have to find your purpose and fulfill it, which is the key to life. If you don't fulfill your purpose in life, then in my book, I said you're just like active vegetables. You don't work nothing. And so purpose is the key to life for one to be successful in life. You have to find a purpose. And fulfill it.
In a world filled with challenges, and that's certainly the world that you were lived in with a number of challenges growing up, in a world filled with those challenges, how can individuals maintain a sense of purpose? How do we do that?
The world we're living in is filled with challenges. Everywhere you turn, there are challenges. But the challenges of life should not stop one to pursue his or her purpose. You have to determine. Determination is key. When you determine to fulfill your purpose, even though you have challenges and the failure or might come your way, that should not stop you from go forward. Determination. Have determination to fulfill it. And the passion will drive you. So if you determine, even though you have challenges, yes, you might try something and it does not work out, but still keep your eyes on the goal, your purpose, and determine, even though you have challenges and failure, you still can succeed, because that does not mark you or mark your destiny. Failure is not what marks your destiny. It's the determination to fulfill what you desire to be.
Dr. James A. Gordon is our guest on the program. His book is Discovering One's Purpose, the book available at pageturner.us, Amazon, all the usual places, a link to the Amazon page and Page Turner page by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Doctor, how do you address the prevalent sense of emptiness that so many people feel, the lack of purpose in today's society? How do you address those issues?
It's a very important question, because many are living in emptiness. And so the emptiness in life causes one to give up. One might feel that they tried and never succeed, and so the emptiness that is inside of them bring discouragement and bring failure. But I believe that the emptiness in you can be filled by determining to push forward or search diligently for what you are called to do. Don't matter how you feel or how a man feel empty in life, there is a purpose for him. Now, the purpose that we created for to fulfill, it cannot deny, it cannot wash away. So even though there's an empty place in you, there is still a way to fulfill that purpose, is to search to find what are you here for, what God called you or created you to do. Is it to just live and don't do nothing and depend on someone to help you, or to find and determine that I must be someone worthwhile to fill that void, that emptiness? And your purpose, finding your purpose, is what can fill that emptiness. If you don't find your purpose and determine to fulfill it, you will be empty all the time. But the moment you find it, with that determination that now I must do everything that necessary in life to accomplish this, then the emptiness will be filled.
You are so relatable, and you have helped so many people in your private practice as well as in your writing, including this book, Discovering One's Purpose, because these are not just theories for you. These are situations, experiences that you went through in trying to find your purpose in life. Could you maybe share a personal anecdote or experience that influenced your understanding of the role of purpose in your life?
I remember, as I said before, that my desire was to become a medical doctor. And so I did not grow up into a family that could able to school me as I would like to. And so formal education is what I did not have. I was with friends when I went on my own, and I was about 15 years of age. And with my friends, they could, you know, have a civil conversation, articulate well with their friends. I will sit there with them, but say nothing. My desire was to listen to them to learn. I was embarrassed at the time because I could not join in their conversation. Then I said to myself, for me to be like them, I have to do something. And so what I did, I bought newspaper, Gleaner, and I started to teach myself how to read and write. I did not go to Jamal School at that time because Jamal School was in process in our country. And so I did not go to school for someone to teach me. I taught myself. And I realized that if you determine to do something, you will succeed. And so after I taught myself how to read and write, then I realized that a whole windows open, that I can think more clearly, I can see what I want, where I need to go, and then I proceed to hold on to that, go to school, get education, and said, this is what I must do. Then I started to work for myself, and I realized that my whole world changed because I determined not to settle with the low-grade status of life, but to push forward and to try to make myself a better person in the society.
You know, and from that background, Dr. Gordon has achieved 9 doctorate degrees. His book is Discovering One's Purpose in Life. Picking up on that, in your opinion, how does discovering one's purpose contribute to a more moral and self-worthy life? What contribution is there to that aspect of your life?
Yes, the moral part of this is that when I find my purpose, I did not just find it to satisfy me. I find my purpose that I can help others. And many people who were searching for their purpose in life, I could able to help them. Many of the achievement that I got in life, I could bring other people into it and help them to push forward to do what I did to get their purpose. I found out that if a man have a purpose is to become a doctor, the doctoral position that he's into is to help this community and to help the society. So when he become a doctor, it's not just for him, but it's to help others. It's to help the sick and to help others to stay alive and healthy. And that's what I do. I just don't use it for myself, but I use this to help others and to encourage others to push forward and to make their lives a blessing. So this helped me and it helped others and continue to help many and hundreds of people in this society because I search for my purpose, find it, and it helped me and helped others.
Dr. Gordon's book is Discovering One's Purpose. The book is published by Page Turner, their website. The book is there, pageturner.us, of course, at Amazon, the usual places, links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Time going by so quickly, such an important program, an important topic today, an interview with Dr. James Gordon, author of Discovering One's Purpose. How can individuals overcome disappointments of stress, depression, and hopelessness through purpose? And you talked in the beginning about purpose put you on the right track. I'm sure on that right track, there have been times of setbacks. How does having this defined purpose help you get through those difficult times?
Okay, the purpose helped me to get through those difficult times by not looking on, because first of all, in life, one have success, and within the success, there are failures. You might fail, but that in something, but that doesn't mean that you should put away everything and are throwing the towel. So the disappointment in life build my confidence. And I know if I start something and I never succeed, I should go forward and try again, not to give up. And I found out that's what helped me because I believe that behind every disappointment, there is success. Sometimes you don't do it right, the way you should do it. And so if you fail this way, you never succeed this way, try another way to fulfill it because there is something behind the disappointment. So I never allow disappointment to stop me. Anytime I'm doing something and I face struggle or hardship, I feel good in my spirit. Even though sometimes I feel down, but I have confidence that there is something why this is happening, and I must proceed, I must go forward until I succeed, not to give up. Because many people, because of disappointment, they don't succeed. because they feel like it's a failure and I must join everything and don't worry with it. I would encourage anyone, if you're doing something and you did not succeed, still try. Because behind that disappointment, there is something there for you to learn from and to push forward to succeed in whatever you have in mind.
Do you believe there are universal elements to discovering one's purpose, or is it a highly individualized journey?
It is also universal and yes. Individual.
Okay.
It is both. Because when you as a person determine to discover your purpose, it helps the whole community or environment that you live in.
Yes.
It helps another person to succeed. Because there are people who depends on the government to help them and do nothing. And that is a problem. If you are going to depend on the government or someone to help you, then you will be in problem. But if you determine to do something, then as a fact, the government or someone will help you to fulfill that desire that you have. So it is both universal and it is individual.
Interesting. Our guest is Dr. James Gordon. A minute or so left in the program. Just to sort of wrap things up here, the book is Discovering One's Purpose. What do you hope the impact is, the takeaway, when people read Discovering One's Purpose? What do you hope we get out of this that we take and implement in our day-to-day lives?
Yes, my desire is for each and everyone to understand their creative purpose. What are their purpose in this life? Why are they here? And so if you ask yourself that question, then there must be a determination and a passion to ignite that blaze within you. Every man created with a purpose. But if you don't determine to find it, so if you in this life just sit and don't do nothing, it doesn't make any sense. My determination in this life is to, and writing this book, is for someone to read this book and understand that don't matter where in life you are, no matter what they might say about you, no matter the pressure or the discouragement and disappointment that you go through in life, there's a purpose in you to fulfill. One is born. It simply means purpose cannot wash away, it cannot deny, no matter how old you are. You can fulfill your purpose because purpose cannot die. And so I hope that everyone that reads this book will able to get into the subject of purpose and realize that purpose is the key to life and it is valuable for every individual to find their real purpose which they are created for. And you cannot fulfill your real purpose without the Creator. God the Creator is the one who will help you to fulfill your real purpose.
The book is Discovering One's Purpose by Dr. James A. Gordon. You'll find the book available at pageturner.us, the publisher. Also, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Gordon, the time went by too quickly. A fascinating story, a wonderful book, a valuable book that you've written based on your experiences, Discovering One's Purpose. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thank you very much, Rick. It's a blessing. I appreciate it very much.
It is our pleasure. Discovering One's Purpose by Dr. James A. Gordon. You'll find all of the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.